You're listening to the Influencer CEO Podcast. This is episode 3, Finding Your Purpose. Hi, I'm Gina Kershaw, a former criminal defense attorney that has helped thousands of women get back on their feet and move forward after challenging times in their lives. Building on that experience, I have spent the last 15 years mentoring, counseling, and coaching women to see their true potential and take action toward living their dreams. This podcast shows women how they can have an impact for good by sharing their own journeys through social media and blogs, and how to use that influence to create businesses that have true and lasting success. This is the Influencer CEO Podcast. Hi guys, welcome back. So happy to have you here this week. I am sitting here in beautiful Southern California. We're having some crazy warm weather this week in the last week of February. Actually like 75 degrees out there. So I'm pretty happy about that. I love, love, love summertime. And it's awesome to have such beautiful weather around me constantly. Getting ready to leave for a few days for Alt Summit in Palm Springs. If you've never heard of Alt Summit and you are actively involved in your influencer project or in blogging, this is totally the conference for you. It's made up of about 2,000 influencers and bloggers go every year. And they have the most amazing classes, workshops, roundtables, presentations, everything that you could possibly imagine to get your business up and running or to expand it and build it. Last year, the keynote speaker was Joanna Gaines. So that tells you something. It's a big deal. And I'm really looking forward to being there and to getting to meet lots of people there. If you're there, please track me down. I would love to meet you and to just get to know you. Okay, so this week I want to talk about finding your purpose. I've talked to so many women who seem to be searching for this elusive thing. They keep trying to search for what is their purpose in life, and they search for it everywhere. They search for it in school and work and careers and church, in their family. But for many of these women, they don't think their purpose has ever revealed itself in the way that they think it should. So this really applies to everyone, but I've seen it especially with people that are just out of college and trying to figure out exactly what they want to do with their lives. And sometimes they just feel like they're not doing it right. They thought that sometime during those 4 or 5 years of school that that one thing would finally click and they would have their aha moment and they would finally know exactly why they were placed on this earth and their reason for existence. But when that didn't happen, they were left feeling like they missed something and that they were probably doing something wrong, because they look around and everyone else seems to have figured it all out. So, which we know isn't true, but they worry that they're not enough. And they think they're never going to be able to figure life out, find that perfect career or mate, build that orphanage, cure cancer, or ever define their life with some benevolent purpose they were always meant to fulfill. Tongue in cheek a little bit there. But really, you may have had some of the same thoughts, and you may have thought that when you found that one thing, that everything would finally make sense and that your life would finally fall neatly into place and you would be happy. But I want to debunk all of those theories right now. My friend Brooke Castillo, she's my friend to me. I listen to her all the time, but she doesn't know who I am. But I still think she's my friend because she's taught me so much. She's the founder of the Life Coach School. I will link to her in the show notes, by the way. But she talked about this finding your purpose, and she said something that really resonated with me, and this is what it was. She said, "Your reason for existing is to exist. That is your purpose. You don't have to do anything to fulfill your purpose in life. Your life is your purpose. You are an evolved human being, and being alive is enough. You are already enough and completely complete. You don't have to be better, give more, or save the planet. Your purpose is your humanness. So stop trying to arrive at the place where you will prove that you are good enough. You are already completely good enough. There's nothing you can be, do, or have to be more purposeful or complete. Your life will never be more valuable than someone else's. Mother Teresa's life was not more important than yours. Human life is a complete existence. So I just love those words. They fill my heart, and I fully believe them. You don't have to do this thing called finding your purpose to live your most awesome life. It's already inside of you. And I found that having a purpose happens in moments. It's not some all-encompassing understanding that is presented to you like a trophy for doing your life right. It can be just a minute of your day, or it can be years of your life. It's fluid. It's a fluid thing. As I've thought about this subject, a few times have come to mind where my purpose seemed very clear to me. I remember becoming a mom for the first time and looking down at the face of my sweet and perfect little baby daughter. My heart was so full and filled with the kind of love I didn't know it was even possible to possess. At that moment, I knew with all certainty that my purpose in life was to be a mom and to love my children. And that purpose has always stayed with me, but it's not the only one, because at one point it wasn't enough to keep me going. A few years later, I had three little girls, all under the age of five. I was a stay-at-home mom, which, by the way, is a really hard job. Kudos to all of you ladies out there doing it. But I felt like I had lost myself. I had lost who I had been. And I was probably dealing with some depression, and I felt pretty desperate. I was so desperate and so starved for some kind of adult intellectual stimulation that I ended up taking the LSAT on a whim. Didn't tell anybody I was going to do it, took it on a whim, and then I enrolled in law school. That's a desperate woman, people. If you feel like you got to go to law school because you got to get out of the house, that is freaking desperate. But that was me. I was so starved. But as soon as I started law school, I realized that that was what I was meant to do with my life. And they say that law school doesn't teach you the law. It teaches you how to think like a lawyer. When I started, I felt like I had a head start because my mind already thought in those patterns. If you are familiar with the Myers-Briggs personality tests, I am an INTP, which is the logician. So my brain has this gift to take massive amounts of complex information, analyze it, and to look for logic, and then to problem solve. So even though I never really liked school, didn't really like high school, didn't really like college, I found myself loving every minute of law school because I felt like I had found my purpose or my reason for existence, because I found something I was really good at. Well, that lasted a while. I spent 15 years practicing law as a criminal defense attorney, and I was able to help thousands of people. And that felt good, and it felt like a purpose. But then it changed again. Something really interesting happened. Now, I had always been drawn to helping women, and during my career, I'd helped both men and women through the system. But I noticed a real need for specialized advocacy for women, especially in a male-dominated arena like the court system. Women do have different needs than men, and it should be obvious, but for some reason, women were not always getting the information, the communication, and the options that they needed. So I couldn't get this idea out of my mind. I couldn't sleep. this idea for helping women just would not leave me alone. It was like a song I couldn't get out of my head. It seriously bugged me day and night. So I decided to open a law firm dedicated exclusively to helping women with their criminal cases. It was called the OC Women Defense Group. When I decided to leave the law firm I had been with and open my own practice, the doors to making that happen opened easily. All potential roadblocks were immediately removed. Before I knew it, I found myself running my own law practice and helping women. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God had opened those doors for me, or the universe, however you want to say it, because I had been so inspired to open this practice and had followed through with it, and everything just fell into place. It felt really good. It felt like the universe totally had my back, and I felt like I had found my purpose and that this was what I was meant to do for the rest of my life. But something crazy happened. Now, before I tell you this, I want you to know that I've changed the name of this person to protect her identity, because I would never share this story otherwise. The crazy thing that happened was I met Linda. Now, Linda called me and she said that she had seen one of my ads and she loved the fact that I just helped women. She said she was facing a little problem and she wanted to meet with me. So, of course, we scheduled a meeting, and when she came into my office, I have to admit I was a little surprised. She definitely was not like my typical clients. She was a very sweet little lady in her late 70s. She was well-dressed. She was elegant. But she was also completely out of her element and totally nervous, and looked around the office to make sure nobody else was in there and came in to sit down and talk to me. And as she told me her story, she sat there and softly cried. And she said she had been arrested for shoplifting, like handcuffed, put in the back of the police car, taken to the station for booking, kind of arrested. Now, here was a woman who had never been in trouble her entire life. I mean, she's the kind of woman that stops at every stop sign and follows all the rules. And she didn't even really completely understand why she had done what she had done. And of course, she was extremely embarrassed to tell me about it. And I was the one that needed to know all the details. But she felt so much shame about the incident. And then she was desperate to keep the information from her family. Her husband had passed away several years before, and she was living by herself. Her children, her grown children, with grown children of their own, were very successful people. In fact, I think she had a lawyer and a doctor in the family. But she did not want any of them to know ever that this had happened to her. Now, after her husband passed away, she found herself just very, very lonely. And she had started going out to the mall just to have something for do. And for whatever reason, she started stealing. But she wasn't very good at it. And she got caught. When she came into my office, she told me all of these things. And of course, she was terrified of going to court. I mean, I'm sure many of you guys can relate. Nobody wants to go to court for a traffic ticket. You don't want to sit there in the courtroom. You don't want anybody really talking to you. The bailiffs are always mean, you know, all of that. So she was so scared. She was so afraid of going to court, and she didn't think that she could live through the humiliation of standing in front of a judge in a crowded courtroom and being charged with shoplifting. And then the other part of that, she was terrified of possibly having to go to jail. So she needed help. She needed help desperately, and her main concern was that she wanted to keep her situation a secret. You know, I think she even got one of those throwaway cell phone calls, cell phone things, so that my number would never show up on her real phone, just in case one of her kids happened to see it. So I became her friend and I helped her through that situation. I was able to go to court for her while she stayed home. On some cases that are more minor offenses called misdemeanors, your attorney can go to court for you and you don't have to be there if the judge allows it, which he did at that point. So I was able to go to court for her and then fill her in later. And I was eventually able to get her case dismissed after some classes and some counseling that she needed. But we still talk every now and then. So, all right, you may be asking, so what's the interesting part? This is something I really want you to catch. Sometimes your purpose is not you. Sometimes it's not about you at all. As I look back now, I realize that my entire purpose for receiving all of that inspiration to start that law firm, the doors that open easily to make it happen, all the roadblocks that were removed, and even the fact that I ran ads that I didn't normally run, were all for this one person. Because as soon as Linda's case was finished, I couldn't get another client to save my life. It was as if the universe said, "Well done, Gina. That was the reason we did all of that. And now that purpose is complete." It was all for Linda. Look, I'm sure another attorney could have helped Linda just fine. But there was a reason why I needed to be the one. And someday when I'm dead, I'm going to find out about Linda, because that woman was someone special enough that the universe completely shifted my life to help her. That year, my purpose was Linda. So since that time, my purpose has been a few other things. For a while, my purpose was just to slow down and allow for emotional healing after going through some family trauma. My purpose at other times has been to develop employees and build teams and improve businesses. And my purpose is always still in helping women of all ages to see themselves and to realize their potential. So why all the stories? Okay. Because I hope you will see that finding your purpose is not a one and done. At various times in my life, I believed I had found that elusive one thing. For a time, I thought my purpose was in being the best trial attorney. But now, just a few years later, being a lawyer is not something I identify with at all. So your purpose is in the moment. Okay, here is your exercise for the week. I want you to look at your life right now. What fills your heart? What brings you joy? Where have you felt a sense of accomplishment? Have you been influential in someone's life for good? Or have you done something recently that made somebody else's life easier in that moment? Did you put that shopping cart away instead of leaving it by your car? Did you put that bag of chips back where it belongs instead of leaving it in some random area on your way to the checkout at Target when you realized you really didn't need those chips? But by doing that, made another human being's life easier when finding that bag of chips in some random spot might have just put them over the edge that day? Consider that that single act was your purpose today. Did you have a moment where you took a breath? You paused and said something kind instead of lashing out and hurting somebody. Being kind can be your purpose today. Remember, you don't have to seek for your purpose or even feel like your life is somehow delayed because you haven't had some aha moment where all is revealed. Your existence is your purpose. And once you realize there's nothing you have to do, and your entire life can be about what you want to do, you choose a purpose that matters to you. All right, you guys, I hope you have an amazing week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today. I am so appreciative of you being here. I'd love to get some freebies in your hands. If you want to head on over to my website at ginakershaw.com, under the link resources, there are some really cool stuff in there. They're all free, and I would love for you to have them. I'd also really appreciate if you could subscribe to the podcast, especially as we are just brand new, just dipping our toes in the podcast water. It helps to have subscribers and also reviews. So I'd love to hear what you think. And I hope you have an amazing week. I will see you soon.